Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Dog here. If you love rescue dogs, then you're going to love this book. It makes a great Mother's Day gift for a mother or for a child who love picture books. This is a great one. It's also going to contribute to a cause. Some of the proceeds will go to the rescue organization in which Chip came from. The name of this book, The Story of Chip Chairo. And you can make installments if you don't want to pay all at once. But The Story of Chip Chairo, it's a hardcover photo book. It's a great read. And if you want to support this cause, you can go ahead to rehdoggacademy.com and buy it there. Click on the link. But essentially, it tells the story of the unkind nature of people from down south. And the reason I'm picking on down south is not that I'm picking, it's statistically known that up north, and I did a song actually named Chip Chairo. If you've probably seen the music video if you follow me here on YouTube. But if you're on Roku, you can also just, if you go and install the channel Ray Dog Entertainment, that's R-E-H-D-O-G-G Entertainment, and search for Chip Chairo, because there's hundreds of videos on there, but it's not going to show you hundreds. If you want a specific video, you're going to have to search for it. So you're going to have to know the name. Like, there's lots of new video on Roku that's not on other platforms. For instance, Why Must I Cry 4. That's on Roku only, and mainly because it's has some images that's not kid friendly. Also, EAS, that's also on Roku only, and for the same reason. And there's a few more. So if you have to know the name of the videos, I've advertised them before, I'm not going to keep advertising them. And the next one I'm working on is not going to be of that nature, because I'm not doing stuff of that nature anymore. I have moved away from that and just doing stuff that's friendly. Not to say they're kid friendly, but they're not going to be showing explicit stuff that's ungodly. I don't want to do stuff like that anymore. As long as I'm voted in, which I should be voted in, May 20th, 2023, I shall be a member of my Second Baptist Church in South Hadley. So I am very much looking forward to that. And so I'm not gearing towards all the content I used to create before, which was not very godly, not very Christian. So I've moved on away from that, as to the same reason I've moved away from ungodly friends who insist on using profanity, because I don't want to be exposed to that anymore. We are all susceptible to sinning. I'm not going to surround myself in sin. Yes, we all fall short, and we will be sinners, but it's a matter of knowing what to sin and asking for repentance and trying to get away from that. So I say all of that to say, if you want those type of content, you're going to have to go to Roku, and or I've stuck them in membership on YouTube, which I've been getting complaints about, but I don't want them out there. I was going to just delete them, but to the fans who enjoy that stuff, it's still there, and there are ways to get it. Roku is one, and membership of YouTube is another. All right, let's that's RayDogAcademy.com for this book. R-E-H-D-O-G-G Academy. Let's get into this story here. And this is a wise move on his part without even reading it. Just reading the headline, why DeSantis is reportedly nixing an exploratory committee before taking on Trump next month. I mean, he'd have to be idiotic to even think about taking Trump on, where it's clear that he's blowing away the competition. You are a great governor, and you need to continue doing that and live to fight another day in 2028. Although I do like, and I can't think of his name, I would prefer him over you. I can't recall his name. The one who got into it with on CNN when, what's his name? The one who got fired, I can't even remember his name. But I like him a lot. Anyway, let's get into this. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is reportedly jumping into the 2024 wrestling cage next month. He's bypassing the exploratory committee to prepare for his national bid for the White House. I stand corrected. He's going to just bypass the exploratory committee and just jump. Oh, I thought he was going to not. All right. I take back everything I said earlier. I misunderstood. See, sometimes you can't go by the headline, because reading the headline, it led me to believe that he was going to stop, but apparently he's not. It's a bad mistake on your part, my friend. Bad mistake, because you're going to give up the governorship because you have to, and you're going to lose. Why would you do that? I mean, there's another story floating around out here where Trump is blowing away the competition. Why would you think of still getting in? It's idiotic. We need you as a governor of Florida. Who's going to fill that void once you leave there? It's ridiculous. But nonetheless, according to the source who spoke to ABC News, the Florida Republican who won re-election in a landslide in 2022 was seen as the heir apparent to the Trump moment in the GOP. It's devolved into a nasty ad war, with Trump camp hitting DeSantis with wanting to raise the retirement age and ensuring our entitlement system doesn't collapse. Since 2016, Trump has vowed to protect Social Security and Medicare, so the ads aren't entirely shocking. Trump's crew must hit DeSantis hard to scare away potential big money donors who view the governor as a more stable and less belligerent alternative to the former president. DeSantis' sales got much wind doing this so-called invisible primary stage. Trump faces many investigations, adding to this issue about his character, which adds some urgency for his team. They have to work fast to make DeSantis unpalatable to base voters. Most right now aren't gung-ho about the 2024 race, so they don't see Trump as the front runner for the nomination. He is by a long shot, and more GOP voters have flocked to his banner following Manhattan District Attorney Alan Fatbragg's decision to indict Trump on the foolish buffoonery hush money scheme with Stormy Not-So-Daniels. Since his re-election, DeSantis has been trying to help rebuild his state's West Coast, which Hurricane Ian ravaged in late 2022. He's been pushing a solid agenda and spearheaded an economic program that yielded multi-billion dollar surpluses while helming a book tour, primarily seen as part of his 2024 plate, which he is. Campaigning. And that agenda is why he's foregoing the exploratory committee. His record speaks for itself. His profile is national thanks to obsessive liberal media attention. Mr. DeSantis reportedly feels ready to try for the crown. I know it's a big mistake. It's a big mistake, DeSantis. First, I couldn't care less about what a Democrat says about his debate performance during a congressional re-election campaign. The election is now for the presidency, a different animal. It's not a regular season, it's the playoffs. And because the stakes are high, DeSantis is risking going the way of Scott Walker in 2016, who peaked too soon, got demolished by Trump, and has never been seen as a viable national candidate despite a solidly conservative record as governor of Wisconsin. That's what's going to happen. You're not going to beat Trump. No one's going to beat him. No one is going to beat him. He's unbeatable right now. He really is. He is. There's no need to read anymore. He's unbeatable. You're done. Don't do it. Stay governor and don't get in this race. I implore you. Do not go in there. You're going to be slaughtered. I implore you, DeSantis. Do not do it. Do not do it. So anyway, that's all I got here. Don't forget to support your local rescue animal organizations. If you want to contribute, if you want to check out this book here, this pictorial book, The Story of Chipchairo, go ahead to rehdoggacademy.com and click on The Story of Chipchairo. It's a hardcover photo book, and you can make easy payments, 4 payments of $8.32, which is less than a cup of coffee and a donut, I might add, these days. And it tells you a little bit about what the book is about here. It tells you some of the proceeds will go be donated to the organization that Chip was adopted. This book, and it tells you what it's about. This is one of my favorite pictures here. This is one of such pictures of him in his doggy pool, which is essentially a kiddie pool, but I call it a doggy pool. But nonetheless, rehdoggacademy.com, and go ahead and get one and support, and or just support your local rescue animal organization. It doesn't even have to be this one. So until the next show, take care, and I will see you in the next one. Here we come.